episode 1625, The Heart of Purpose.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a joyous weekend. Take a deep breath because it's a time of reflection. I don't know about you, but I really need some quiet time. I need some reflection. Today, it's about the heart of purpose. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this weekend has been a very full weekend. I have just returned from being out of town for the last 2.5 days. A glorious, joyous, really coming together mastermind. And I love it when we come together and we build relationships. And during this time right now, I think about our relationships with not just our family and our friends, but with our Heavenly Father. Sometimes we try so hard to fit in and live the dreams expected for us. But what can be lacking is the heart of purpose. We really want that in our life. We want to be fulfilled. We might think we are living out our purpose, but the heart is void and absent. It just feels like, what's going on here? We do everything to fit in and be accepted by our peers, our friends, and our family. Decisions accompany the expectations, but don't follow the heart. Therefore, you're left feeling empty, unfulfilled, and lost. Overwhelm commands your emotional tension. So how much of your life is spent living out others' expectations? This is one that I've wrestled with back and forth, especially when I was younger, right? Growing up in a perfection-like home to where it was expected of me to do a certain thing, to meet a certain expectation, or exceed it. And ultimately, the goal was always to exceed. And that leads to lots of issues. But when you look at how you begin to live out your life, your calling on your purpose, because I wholeheartedly believe you were created on purpose, for a purpose. You were not just here plopped on this earth and like, okay, well, you're just going to worry about bills and you're just going to go worry about, you know, basic responsibilities, making sure you can eat and you have a job. No, there's something bigger than that. Yes, with life comes responsibilities, but with life comes purpose. However, we get stuck in living out everybody else's purpose, those expectations that are placed upon us, and we begin to really claim them as our own. Until at some point in our life, we get this upset, this shakeup, this, oh my gosh, this doesn't fit right with how I'm feeling or what I'm doing, or this nudge that I've been getting over the past however many years, and it gets stronger and stronger. You begin to question, am I really living out my purpose? And what is my purpose? What is that calling? But maybe what you think is your purpose may or may not be. What is the heart of purpose? Proverbs 19:21 says this, and I want you to listen carefully because I really believe this will strike you at the core. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. How much of your purpose are you planning according to what you think? Based on only your plans, your own expectations, maybe even from childhood, growing up in your household, those expectations. Are you planning according to earthly expectations? What if you stopped and included God in your earthly purpose yet it was his heavenly, divine purpose. It might look a lot different than what you see now. With this weekend being with some incredible, smart, brilliant, kind, compassionate, just giving individuals. They always challenge me. And we had some great training and really just a time that I would sit there and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to close my eyes here. I want to hear what's going on, but then I want to be able to apply it. Sometimes our applications are awesome, but other times they're skewed. You see, those applications can be skewed when we're only looking at our earthly life and not looking at it through the lens of how God sees us from his heavenly, divine lens. We need to look at the heavenly application in our life, the heart of purpose. You see, we may be beating ourselves up against a brick wall because maybe that's not the purpose that it's supposed to be. Maybe we think it is. Maybe it's more like a passion or a hobby. I'm not saying what you think is your purpose is not. I'm asking you to pause for a moment and reflect. And if that reflection brings about, yes, this is my purpose. This is the heart of who I am, of who God created me to be, then fantastic. Go with it. Walk with it. Let God be a part of it. But if you're hanging out here and you're wondering, I don't know, maybe my purpose is just a hobby. Not that that's bad. It's a passion. But it may not be really, honestly, and truly where God wants me. But I felt comfortable and I did all this stuff and I kind of planned my life accordingly. And so I kind of fit into this space. But maybe that's not the space that God wants you in. And so the feeling of overwhelm, being stuck, not knowing what to do, sits heavy on your heart. Maybe there's even some physical issues that you're like, sometimes you just can't feel like you can take a deep breath. You're tired, exhausted, yet you're getting 8 hours of sleep, you're eating well. Things aren't so crazy, but for some reason, stuff isn't settling with you. When God is at the helm, life takes on a different meaning. For it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. Be cautious how you might be slamming your own purpose, forcing something that may not be who you are. During your reflection, I want you to think about not only your purpose, is it really aligning with what God has shown you? But I want you to seek wise counsel in the way you should go regarding your purpose. That may mean getting a great coach. It may mean talking to your pastor. It may mean working it out with your spouse. Seek wise counsel. Someone who's not going to lead you astray just because, but someone you can trust. And it may not just be one person, it may be two or three. Be watchful of what God is showing you. It's amazing to me how when we are looking for God, we see him. When we're not looking for God, he's still always present. It's just that we're the ones wearing the blinders. So be watchful of what God is showing you. The doors that he's opening, the doors that he's closing. Look for patterns. Are there things in your life that keep showing up? Do people keep asking you the same question over and over and over again? And then another one I really want you to think about, which is hard to do. I think it's fine to say, okay, Lord, I got this and I feel good about it and I know that you'll close the door, so I'm just going to keep walking and waiting patiently and doing what I'm supposed to do. But this last thing really can get you. Be content in how God leads you. You know that overwhelm, being stuck, being on a plateau? It's not fun. Where you feel like you have nowhere to go. Your hands are tied. Have you ever tried cooking dinner with your hands tied behind your back? Kind of a little challenging. Have you ever tried to drive a car with your hands tied behind your back? Okay, I pray not that situation. But some of us are literally leading that kind of a crazy, chaotic life because we're trying to drive our purpose with our hands tied behind our back, and it's missing the heart of God, the heart of what He desires for us. You see, He placed that purpose, that fire within your belly. That gut-wrenching, oh, I gotta do this. Because when I'm doing it, it makes everything fall into place. It's this feeling. And it's a good overwhelm. It puts a smile, not just on your face, but in your heart. You experience true joy. Yes, sometimes you're tired, but there's still energy in the reserve. I want you to think about when you're looking at your purpose and going, okay, Lord, I know this is a season of life that I'm in, but I need to know and understand, is this where you want me to go? Show me the way and help me be content in how you lead me. A lot about learning our purpose is opening our heart and surrendering to God, allowing Him to love us unconditionally. Allowing Him to lead us, walking by faith and not by sight. Where's your heart of purpose? Are you trying to make things fit in when it comes to earthly applications? Are you looking beyond that to heavenly applications? Where God's purpose for you prevails, the heart of your purpose. I challenge you to pray about it. I challenge you to truly reflect on it. Journal about it. Write about it. If you want to share it with me, I would love to read about it or even chat with you one-on-one. Reach out to me. You know my link. It's in the show notes. Click on it. Send me a little note. I want to chat with you about my purpose. I'm trying to distinguish between my earthly applications and my heavenly applications. How can they become aligned? How can I be content? It's a struggle that we have. But when you are living and loving and impacting, you're going to have that struggle. Why? Because that's part of your heartbeat. You want to live, love, and impact. So go out today with joy in your heart. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.